everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise? We will begin, as we are called to order, with prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Carl Gock, followed by the presentation of colors and the pledge.
From the 42nd Psalm we hear, D, former things have come past, and new things I now declare. O Lord, it is a new session for all of us, and for some a new status and time for change with this new year. So with the challenges that confront our state, we ask your guidance and help to do that which is needed and pleasant in your sight. Grant us wisdom to do what is necessary, even and especially when it is difficult to do. May it be so that we accomplish the purpose for which you have brought us here. And bless, O Lord, the work that we put forth. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Present the colors. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, it's our pleasure to have the Star-Spangled Banner performed by Lauren Haggard.
Oh, and you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail as the twilight's last gleam, whose broad and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the rampart we watched were so gallantly seen, and the rockets red clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
The rules of the Missouri Senate will be, thanks to the Missouri State Highway Patrol for presenting color, the rules of the Missouri Senate will be the Missouri Senate rules of the second regular session of the 97th General Assembly until temporary or permanent rules are adopted, and you may be seated. And at this time, the chair recognizes the senator from Newton. The rules of the Senate that we're operating under do not tolerate disruptions from the gallery, and anyone attempting to do that will be removed. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce the photographers from KRCG 13, KTVI, KPLR, Gasconade County Republican, KMOV-TV, and the Jefferson City News Tribune have been permission to take flash pictures and video in the Senate chamber.
Senator.
Mr. President, I would like to send forward a list of temporary officers and ask that it be read.
Send it forward. Read the list of temporary officers.
Temporary officers. President Pro Tem, Tom Dempsey. Secretary of Senate, Adrian D. Krause. Sergeant at Arms, Bill Smith.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would ask unanimous consent of the Senate that the named officers stand as temporary officers until permanent officers are elected.
Any senator object? Hearing no objection, that is how we shall proceed. So order. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the Secretary of State, and if so, please have them read.
Read the messages from the Secretary of State and close those doors so that these proceedings are not disrupted. I would ask that they be kept closed if we're going to have that kind of rude disruption. Maybe we need some of those highway patrolmen back up there to ensure order. Read the election results.
To the Honorable Senate of the 98th General Assembly, first regular session of the state of Missouri, in compliance with section 115.525 revised statutes of Missouri, I have the honor to lay before you herewith a list of the names of the members of the Senate for the 98th General Assembly, first regular session of the state of Missouri, elected at the November 6, 2012 general election and the November 4, 2014 general election. In testimony whereof, I hereunto set my hand and affix the official seal of my office this 5th day of January, 2015. Jason Kander, Secretary of State. Missouri State Senators, elected November 6, 2012. District 1st, Scott Sifton. 3rd, Gary Romine. 5th, Jamela Nasheed. 7th, Jason Holzman. 9th, Shalon Kiki Curl. 11th, Paul Lavoda. 13th, Gina Walsh. 15th, Eric Schmidt. 17th, Ryan Sylvie. 19th, Kirk Schaefer. 21st, David Pierce. 23rd, Tom Dempsey. 25th, Doug Libela. 27th, Wayne Wallingford. 29th, David Sater. 31st, Ed Emery. 33rd, Mike Cunningham. Missouri State Senators elected November 4, 2014. District 2nd, Bob Onder. 4th, Joseph Jokevny. 6th, Mike Kehoe. 8th, Will Krause. 10th, Jeannie Riddle. 12th, Dan Hageman. 14th, Marie N. Chappelle Nadal. 16th, Dan Brown. 18th, Brian Munslinger. 20th, Jay Watson. 22nd, Paul Whelan. 24, Jill Shoup, 26, Dave Schott, 28, Mike Parson, 30th, Bob Dixon, 32nd, Ron Richard, 34th, Rob Shaw.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. As is our custom in the Senate, the newly elected senators will now be escorted to the dais to receive their oaths of office. We'll begin with the newly elected senator from the 2nd District, Senator Bob Onder, who will be escorted by Senator Scott Sifton of the 1st District.
This banner will be removed immediately. It's a violation of the rules of the Senate. Sergeant-at-Arms and any other security personnel, take that banner down. Escort him from the gallery. If he's going to be rude enough to violate the rules of the Senate, that is not permitted, sir, and neither are those. You will be escorted from the gallery forthwith, and anyone else holding up signs. Everyone is violating the rules of the Missouri Senate who just participated in that. Officers are on the way to escort you out of this chamber. You have rudely inserted yourself into a solemn proceeding that proceeds according to rules. Will not be tolerated. We need some officers over here to remove these people, and we need officers over here to remove these people holding signs, and to remove those people holding signs and shouting up there. Missouri Senate will stand at ease until the gallery is cleared of the people who will not let us proceed. Okay. We will entertain a motion from the senator from Newton.
Mr. President. The Senate will stand at ease for 5 minutes until the upper gallery is cleared.
Thank you, Senator Orr. For those family members of senators who were up in the upper gallery and have been cleared, you may come down. We're going to make a motion to suspend the rules and allow family members to stand on the back of the wall. That motion will be made shortly. You need to come down and go to one of the two side galleries and let the doorman know that you're a member of a senator family or extended family.
Proceeding that should be nearing its end right now will now resume. Chair recognizes the senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I thank for the senator's patience and the guest patience. I've talked to the minority leader, Senator Kevney, and we have decided the rules be waived to let family members, friends, to come along the backside, and the young ones can sit if they like, and you got family members taking pictures.
Does any senator object to the motion to suspend the rules for that purpose? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed.
And there may be a few more, Mr. President, coming in, as long as the senator is okay with the people at the doors, they will be granted access. And if we have double stack, and that's fine, but we'll not open the upper gallery.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this is a solemn ceremony, and people work very hard to get elected, making a difference what party you are. This is a body that thinks through a lot of different tough issues. It's probably going to be this year is going to be a tough thing to come through, decide where we're headed as a state. And as our custom in the Senate, the newly elected senators will now be escorted to the dais to receive their oath of office. We'll begin with newly elected senator from the 2nd District, Senator Bob Onder, who will be escorted by Senator Scott Sifton of the 1st District.
Senator from the 1st, thank you. We're delighted to have another medical doctor in the chamber.
The newly elected senator from the 4th District, Senator Joe Kevney, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Gary Romine of the 3rd District.
Senator from the 3rd. Thank you, friend, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 6th District, Senator Mike Kehoe, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jamila Nasheed of the 5th District.
Senator from the 5th. Thank you. Welcome, the senator.
The newly elected senator from the 8th District, Senator Will Krause, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jason Holzman of the 7th District.
Please place any cell phones on silent or turn them off. Senator from the 7th. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator from the 8th.
The newly newly elected senator from the 10th District, Senator Jeannie Riddle, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Kiki Curls of the 9th District.
Senator from the 9th, thanks, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 12th District, Senator Dan Hageman, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Paul Lovoda of the 11th District.
Senator, thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator from the 12th.
The newly elected senator from the 14th District, Senator Maria Chappal Nadal, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Gina Walsh of the 13th District.
Thanks, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 16th District, Senator Dan Brown, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Eric Schmidt of the 15th District.
Senator from the 15th. Thanks, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 18th District, Senator Brian Munslinger, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Ryan Sylvie of the 17th District.
Senator from the 17th. Thanks, Senator. Welcome, Senator from the 18th as well.
The newly elected senator from the 20th District, Senator Jay Wasson, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Kurt Schaefer of the 19th District.
Senator from the 19th. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 22nd District, Senator Paul Whelan, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator David Pierce of the 21st District.
Senator from the 22nd. Thanks, Senator. Welcome.
The newly elected senator from the 24th District, Senator Gil Shoup, will be escorted to the dais by Senator Tom Dempsey of the 23rd District.
Senator from the 23rd. Thank you. Welcome, Senator from the 24th.
The newly elected senator from the 26th District, Senator David Schatz, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Doug Leibla of the 25th District.
Senator from the 25th. Thank you. Welcome, Senator 26th.
The newly elected senator from the 28th District, Senator Mike Parson, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Wayne Wallingford of the 27th District.
Senator from Cape Girardeau. Thanks, Senator. Welcome, Senator from the 28th.
The newly elected senator from the 30th District, Senator Bob Dixon, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator David Sater of the 29th District.
Welcome, Senator Green.
Mr. President, as our custom in the Senate, the floor leader is the last introduction, but we'll temporarily skip the newly elected senator from the 32nd. The newly elected senator from the 34th District, Senator Rob Schaff, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Mike Cunningham of the 33rd.
Senator from Webster. Thank you, Senator. Welcome to the senator from Buchanan.
Now the elected senator from the 32nd District, Senator Ron Richard, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Ed Emery of the 31st District.
Senator, thank you, Senator. Welcome to the senator from Newton, the majority form. It is my pleasure to introduce the Honorable Mary Russell, Chief Justice of the Missouri Supreme Court, who will administer the oath.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and state your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of Missouri, and faithfully perform the duties of my office, and that I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office other than the compensation allowed by law. So help me God. Congratulations.
While the members are taking their seats, the chair will take this opportunity to say that frequently get civics lessons in here in the chamber, and we had another one today. I cite anyone who's interested to the rules of the Missouri Senate under which we operate, Rule 15, which I will quote in its entirety. In case of disturbance or disorderly conduct in the lobby or gallery, the president has the power to order the same cleared and has general control of the Senate chamber unless otherwise ordered. That is the rule under which we see today. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappal Nadal, Cunningham, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lovoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Shaw, Schaefer, Schott, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
A quorum is present, and so accordingly, I declare the first regular session of the 98th General Assembly in the Missouri Senate convened.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to our order of business of resolutions, and I have a resolution.
Resolutions. Send it forward, sir. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 98th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session, that the rules adopted by the 97th General Assembly, second regular session, as amended insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 98th General Assembly, first regular session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator from Newton.
The resolution be adopted.
Any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized. Close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator
Senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is agreed to. Senator from Newton.
I move the Senate proceed to profess its organization.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized. Close, sir.
President, I close.
The Senator renews his motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is, the motion is agreed to.
President,
Senator,
it is my honor to place the nomination in the name of Tom Dempsey for the office of President Pro Tem.
Senator from the fourth, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I second that motion.
Hearing no further nominations, Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curl, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kebney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Shaw, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have elected a senator from the 23rd President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate. And our newly re-elected President Pro Tem will now be escorted to the dais by the senator from the fourth. Now proceed with the swearing in.
That I will support the United States and the state of Missouri and faithfully perform my office, and that I will not knowingly receive
and for letting by where. Today, for the people of Missouri. Assume no law taking and carries with it countless responsibilities. By and large, for my public service state legislature. Last year, we enacted a historic tax cut that will keep money in the taxpayers' pockets and in the cash registers of small businesses. This is on top of the corporate franchise tax passed in 2011, which came on the heels of cutting taxes to benefit low and moderate income seniors, and we did that back in 2007. We've demonstrated our resolve time and time again to make Missouri a low-tax state based on a conviction that our citizens should be able to keep more of their take-home pay. After years of hard work and study, we made good on our commitment to promote public safety when we, as a bipartisan community, voted to modernize and streamline Missouri's complicated criminal code. We have also pursued policies to improve economic security by reforming Missouri's unemployment laws, restoring balance and solvency to the Second Injury Fund, and bringing fairness to Missouri's regulatory environment. Creating a level playing field where the rules are fair and predictable makes our state a place where people will want to invest and create good-paying jobs. Unlike Washington, D.C., we achieved all this while consistently balancing and presenting a budget Missouri taxpayers could afford, while also providing Missouri's current unemployment rate is at 5.6%, the lowest it's been since 2008. Layoffs are also well below pre-recession levels, and the reduction in jobless claims and bankruptcy filings all point to a healthy trend for the state's job market. We're moving in the right direction, but we must continue the progress that we have made. Missouri's economy ranks among the most diverse in the United States. We will rely on existing strengths of our versatile state and build for a greater economic revival by looking at what lies ahead in our ever-changing global marketplace. This will require us to further strengthen Missouri's business climate and to provide advanced workforce development opportunities in order to prepare Missouri and its citizens for the economy of the future. We have emerging technology industry that is lending itself to a resurgence in other industries, specifically manufacturing. We are on the verge of a manufacturing revival, and Missouri's existing foundation of support for the industry, that's my nephew, he was very patient for a long time. We'll see you later, Adam. We're on the verge of a manufacturing revival, and Missouri's existing foundation of support for the industry, combined with our friendly business climate, can easily facilitate further growth in this important sector of our state's economy. We need to use our unique resources, core capabilities, and strategic location at the crossroads of America to target and attract companies that can take advantage of all Missouri has to offer. In addition to manufacturing and technology, farming and agriculture have long been a driving force for the state's vitality. Each year, this dynamic industry and the hardworking Missourians behind it contribute billions of dollars and thousands of jobs to our economy. Roughly two-thirds of Missouri land is used for farming purposes. Two-thirds. Nationally, Missouri ranks second in our number of farms. In case you're wondering, the state ahead of us is Texas, which is quadruple our size. These are remarkable statistics that speak to the strength of our agriculture industry and compel us to continue building it for the future. In that regard, it is my hope to revisit proposals passed by the legislature last year aimed at securing the future viability of Missouri agriculture. There is no reason we can't get this important legislation across the finish line early this session. As we all know, thank you. As we all know, 2014 was a great year for Missouri sports, and we all enjoyed watching our teams succeed. The Missouri Tigers football team, the Kansas City Royals, and the St. Louis Cardinals and St. Louis Blues. No matter where your loyalties lie, each of these teams was able to thrive in a highly competitive environment, and they did so with leadership, skill, determination, and vision. These teams took advantage of the natural strengths and abilities of every player to excel. This is a recipe for success that we as legislators can apply to the work we conduct over the next 5 months. And much like the sports teams we admire, as soon as the season or legislative session is over, we look to the upcoming year to consider where we may have fallen short and plan for the challenges we may yet face. Whether new or old, there will always be challenges that await us. These challenges serve as a reminder that working together, we can make our state the very best possible place to raise a family, get an education, grow a business, fulfill a dream. As we stand on the threshold of a new legislative session, we continue to face an education crisis. One needs to look no further than TV news coverage to see the pain in our communities and know that the urgency for reform and educational opportunity has never been greater. I know reform is difficult, but I also know reform is right, because access to a quality education changes lives. It's not only a pathway to a career, it's a path out of poverty and a path to foster long-term prosperity for our state. Every child matters, and every child deserves the opportunity. We will not resort to easy short-term fixes that simply redefine what it means to fail. We will foster and expect achievement for all of our children. This is our duty. This is our mission. We will work harder. Thank you. We will work harder so that future generations can do better. It is my hope that our efforts this year will be met by an engaged governor who is willing to be a partner with the legislature to help us put together an ambitious plan to raise the standard of education to students who need them. With that said, I'm encouraged by recent conversations with the chief executive on this issue. It's important to remember that the only kids in Missouri who currently have no choice as to the school they attend are those from families too poor to change their zip code or too poor to pay for an educational alternative. It is especially for the sake of these students we must find a way to bring quality opportunities close to where they live. As we work to revitalize our schools, we'll also take a hard look at a number of reforms to address the systemic failures of some of Missouri's municipal courts. Despite the best efforts of the Max Creek Law, cities across the state continue to abuse traffic enforcement and rely on the fines generated not to discourage bad driving behavior, but rather to support their own government bureaucracy. Many of these municipalities are building into their annual budgets a line item for projected revenue growth.
Traffic violation.
Many more are turning a profit while the citizens they serve are struggling to make ends meet. In reality, they are building their own fiefdoms on the backs of the people they are supposed to represent. The injustices of the system extend across the state, but are perhaps most pronounced in St. Louis County and its 90 municipalities, an astonishing 81 of which have their own municipal court system. These municipalities are home to 11% of Missouri's population, but account for a troubling 34% of the state's municipal court fines and fees. This perverse scheme of taxation by citation, and I'm borrowing that phrase, is an unsustainable trend that stifles our communities, damages the reputation of law enforcement, and creates an adversarial relationship with the very citizens they are sworn to protect and serve. All this erodes the social compact between citizens and their government. Government may never be perfect, but it can always be accountable, and we will not turn a blind eye to the need for reform on this front. I'm pleased to relay to you that some of this important reform is taking place from within. As a case in point, Missouri's Chief Justice, still here? She's still here, who's present with us today, has been known over the past year and a half to conduct her version of the TV show Undercover Boss. Dressed in capri pants and tennis shoes, she anonymously visits courtrooms across the state, surveying all persons who use courts to verify they are being treated fairly. Some courts are more prone than others to show flexibility in terms of allowing payment plans for fines or accommodating mothers who need to bring a child along. It's fair to say that her interest and presence in the operations of both municipal and circuit courts is promoting these commendable changes. As we speak of the responsibilities of the courts and police, a point of clarification is necessary. There are many issues that have surfaced in the wake of the unrest in parts of St. Louis. Many of the complaints voiced in recent months warrant our attention and concern, but let me be clear. Criminal acts carried out against local shopkeepers, citizens, and police officers by individuals who have hijacked the peaceful protest of concerned citizens have no place in a civil society where all must be subject to the rule of law. We don't have to look too far to see the serious issues confronting our state. In the long tradition of free and fair discussion in the Missouri Senate, we will discuss those important and vital issues at length and reach informed conclusions regarding them. We recognize the challenges that are plainly before us, but we will focus on our strengths. Though we are a diverse collection of 34 individual senators representing every corner of our remarkable state, we have a history of setting aside personalities, politics, and party affiliation to work as a Senate to overcome any challenge facing our beloved Missouri. We do this because we have been given a sacred trust by those who sent us here in their place as their designees. They expect us to be leaders, to find solutions, and to maintain the highest decorum and dignity befitting any person bearing the title of senator. We will not disappoint them. We will examine the issues, work the long hours, listen to reason and opposing points of view, and together craft the policies that will make our state a better place to live. Thank you, and God bless you.
Great. Thank you, President Pro Tem, Senator from 23rd, for those superb remarks. Senator from Newton. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to place in nomination the name of Adrian D. Kraus for Secretary of Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Hearing no other nominations, call the roll.
Senators Brown,
aye.
Chappelle Nadal,
aye.
Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey,
aye.
Dixon,
aye.
Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevney,
aye.
Kehoe,
aye.
Kraus,
aye.
Lavoda,
aye.
Leibler, Munslinger,
aye.
Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Adrian Kraus to the important post of Secretary of the Senate. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to place in nomination the name of Bill Smith for Sergeant at Arms.
Hearing no other nominations, Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Bill Smith, Sergeant at Arms. The officers will now approach the dais to receive their oaths of office. Chief Justice Mary Russell.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, and state your name, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of Missouri, and faithfully perform the duties of my office, and that I will not knowingly receive, directly or indirectly, any money or valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office, other than compensation allowed by law. So help me God. Congratulations.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to our business of resolutions.
Resolutions. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution asked to be read.
Send the resolution forward. Read the resolution of the Senator from Newton.
Senate Resolution Number 2. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the first regular session of the 98th General Assembly is duly convened and is now in session and ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is now organized with the election of the following named officers: President Pro Tem Tom Dempsey, Secretary of Senate Adrian D. Kraus, Sergeant at Arms Bill Smith.
Senator.
President, I move that the resolution be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
Senator closes on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, in accordance with Section 9.141, please have the Bill of Rights read.
Read the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 through 10 of the Constitution. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state,
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature of the cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits of common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will now go to the ordinance of business of introduction of guests.
Introduction of guests.
Well, we should recognize me for introduction.
You are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to welcome my wife, Patty. As many of you know, her and her cohort wife from Senator from Rolla did legislation on breast cancer that's really needed, and they managed to get legislation done that none of us has ever been able to do, is get something unanimous through this body. So, but they both of them said that they're done, they're not lobbying anymore, so Senator Brown and my wife are in remission. Thank goodness. I would like to introduce her.
Senator, must admonish you, we do not use names of senators.
I just had to say
on
that,
the floor.
President. I'm well aware of the rules. Thank you for your guidance. I also like to welcome our son Chad, daughter-in-law Amy, our grandchildren Natalie and Molly, and also my our daughter Karen Rick, who are here in absentia, along with Landon and Claire. And have the body.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Newton please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. I believe some of the youngsters were sent out of the chamber a while ago. Introductions. Senator from the 4th.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the chamber today, up in the front, is my wife, Karen. She came down today. Contrary to what the Senator from the 3rd said, I'm not married to my sister-in-law, Mary Ellen. She's up there also with my brother, John. To the left is my brother, Jim, and my brother, Jerry. And back behind me here, I have two people in two couples in from St. Louis, Butch St. George and his wife, Sue, and Laurie and Bill and Tom Christman. So with that, I would like you to extend them all a very warm welcome.
Will the senator from the 4th please rise or wave? Please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Phelps.
Introduction of very special guest, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm lucky and fortunate to have here with me today my wife, Kathy, of 44 years, my daughter, Danette, her husband, Brad, Cheryl, my son, Justin, my grandson, Tristan, and a little later on today after school's out, there's going to be 4 more grandkids arrive with my daughter-in-law, and we're going to liven this place up a little bit.
All the guests of the Senator from Phelps, please rise for recognition by this. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, introduction. Mr. President, I'm very pleased to be joined by a number of my family members and friends from Springfield and also some church friends. But most especially, I'm very pleased to be joined by my family today. My mother and my father are here. My father and his wife, Kay, from Springfield. My mother is here, who incidentally was the first woman from Greene County elected to the General Assembly, either chamber. And also joined today by my daughter, Olivia, who was 3 months old when I was sworn into the House 12 years ago, and my wonderful bride, my best friend, and my closest confidant, Amanda, married for 22 years, and is still putting up with me. So I'm very pleased to be joined by all of those. Thank you, Mr.
President. Will all of the guests and family members of the Senator from Green please rise for recognition by the Senate. Introductions. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Unfortunately, my wife Debbie got partway here and had car trouble and wasn't able to make it, but Mike and Janet Stark did make it from Platte City. They've been great help to me, and I would ask the body to make them welcome.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senator from Buchanan to the Missouri Senate. Further introductions, Senator from the 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'm really proud today to have my mom and dad, Harry and Joan Seltzer, here from St. Louis, my aunt, Minette Maltzman, my sister, Joy Seltzer, my wonderful husband of 28 years, Mark Shoup, and in addition to them, a busload and many carloads full of friends from the 24th District and the area around there. So thank you for allowing me to introduce them. I'm proud that they're able to be here today.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 24th please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Further introductions. Senator from the 12th. From Andrew.
Yes.
Senator from Andrew.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce my friends from the great northwest part of the state, but in particular my family. Today we have with us my wife, Fran, my daughter, Hannah Catterton, my son-in-law, Colton Catterton, my son, Joseph, my daughter, Heidi, my son, Joshua, my sister, Nancy, and her husband, Paul Langemak, and my nephew, Mark Langemak, and also my sister-in-law, Joyce Walker. I would ask that the body welcome them to the Capitol, and it's a pleasure to have them here.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Andrew please rise for recognition and a welcome by the Missouri Senate. Introductions. Senator from Callaway.
Mr. President, introduction of guests, please.
Proceed.
Today with me I have several constituents. I have Rosemary Augustine, Dean and Leona Powell, Christian Burkemper, and my husband of 37 years, Randy Riddle. Thank you, sir.
Will those guests of the Senator from Callaway please rise for recognition by the Senate. Introduction, Senator from the 18th.
Mr. President, introduction of some very special guests. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce my wife of almost 32 years. But along with her today is her mother, who actually makes the great cookies, the sugar cookies, that a lot of senators have come to my office to enjoy over the past few years. And along with them is her aunt, Elaine, and I'd like the body to make them feel very welcome.
Will all the guests of the senator from Lewis please rise for recognition by the Senate. Senator, may the chair inquire of you.
You certainly may.
Senator, I must confess I didn't know about these sugar cookies. I'll be dropping by.
I might say they are very good. I've had a lot of comments from senators that actually some of them say they might not want you to drop by. There might not be enough for them, but you would be welcome. They do show up in my office about every week.
Thank you, Senator. Introductions. Senator from 23rd, St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. In addition to my family, which I introduced earlier, I'm very fortunate to have a few friends, longtime friends and supporters here. One of those is an esteemed former colleague, not of mine, but possibly of yours, of this chamber. State Senator Fred Dyer is here, along with other friends George Beale Smith and Doyle Shockley. And I ask that the body please make them feel welcome.
We're delighted to welcome these guests. And including former Senator Dyer, who was my roommate my first 2 years in the Missouri Senate in an apartment, Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, in my earlier introduction, I was negligent. I should have recognized former Senator and current Sheriff Jim Murphy.
Oh, Senator and Sheriff Murphy, welcome to you, sir. Further introductions. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I plan to recess shortly until 2:30, at which time we will read pre-filed bills, messages from the House and the Governor, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills, and any other order of business. If any member desires to introduce bills, they may do so, or they may leave it with me or either the Secretary of the Senate. Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess for 45 minutes till 2:30 this day.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Well, you saw history.